This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine and Russia traded accusations over each other's actions around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant on Friday as a team of inspectors from the UN nuclear watchdog tried to check the safety of the facility and avert a potential disaster. Ukraine's state nuclear company said the International Atomic Energy Agency mission had not been allowed to enter the plant's crisis center, where Ukraine says Russian troops are stationed and would struggle to make an impartial assessment. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu claimed Ukraine was continuing to shell the plant, raising the risk of nuclear catastrophe. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi said after the initial visit Thursday, the physical integrity of the plant had been violated several times, and he was worried about the situation there. Taliban officials and a local medic say an explosion tore through a crowded mosque in western Afghanistan, killing 18 people, including a prominent cleric. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Officials say more were hurt in the blast, which went off in the western city of Herat during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week when places of worship are particularly crowded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Previous mosque attacks have been claimed by the Islamic State extremist group, which tend to be aimed against religious and ethnic minorities in Afghanistan, as well as Taliban targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Judicial and law enforcement authorities were investigating Friday whether a Brazilian citizen who appears to have tried to assassinate Argentina's politically powerful Vice President Cristina Fernandez was a lone gunman or whether he was part of a larger organization. The suspect is a 35-year-old street vendor who's lived in Argentina for decades. The assassination attempt has shaken Argentina, a country with a history of political violence, and allies of Fernandez, who was president 07 to 2015, have called for a march in downtown Buenos Aires to express their support and repudiate the incident. U.S. Space Agency NASA is counting down toward a Saturday launch of its new moon rocket, second attempt in a week. Fuel leaks and a bad engine sensor foiled Monday's try. Managers say they fixed the leaks and will work around the faulty sensor in hopes of finally getting the test flight off. The 322-foot rocket is the most powerful ever built by NASA. After being sidelined by the coronavirus, Ringo Starr is back on stage. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
First stop for Ringo Starr's all-star band is Tanglewood Music Center in Massachusetts. At 82, Starr says his spirits are high. He feels good.
I love to play. And this is the way I get the chance to do that.
Starr is best known for his time with the Beatles.
We did make some really good records.
And he's still recording.
Purely like spiritual songs in a way. To like change and help each other. And the people who are in power, maybe they will, do something about what's going on.
Ringo Starr says the Beatles' legacy will live on.
Every generation, the kids still listen. What were they like? And they listened to us, and we still sound relevant. That's what's incredible.
This tour is one of Starr's longest since the 1990s. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine and Russia traded accusations over each other's actions around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant on Friday as a team of inspectors from the UN nuclear watchdog tried to check the safety of the facility and avert a potential disaster. Ukraine's state nuclear company said the International Atomic Energy Agency mission had not been allowed to enter the plant's crisis center, where Ukraine says Russian troops are stationed, and would struggle to make an impartial assessment. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.